Nightline.
Tonight, R. Kelly sentenced. The superstar turned convicted sexual predator facing 30 years behind bars.
This is a significant outcome for all victims of R. Kelly.
It's one survivor who helps secure justice speaks out.
I never thought that I would be here to see him be held accountable.
Plus, the reality after Roe. A patchwork of abortion bans leading to confusion and closed doors. How far one woman went to have a choice.
I immediately knew I didn't want to proceed with this pregnancy.
Breaking the law by taking an abortion pill. Now some even leaving the country. And as legal abortions end in the state at the center of this decision.
Being from the Mississippi Delta, having access to quality health care people of color don't have.
How some health care providers are trying to fill the gap. And married to Brittany.
How is Brittany?
She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's doing great. She's my wife.
Sam Asghari, opening up for the first time about wedded bliss with pop icon Britney Spears. His new film with Mel Gibson. And the slumber party shoot where the romance began. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. He went from R&B superstar to convicted sex offender. Now R. Kelly has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. The singer was found guilty of one count of racketeering and 8 counts of sex trafficking after a nearly 6-week trial during which some victims testified against him. Allegations of abuse have long swirled around Kelly, but became a federal case after several women spoke out in the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. Kelly did not make a statement during the hearing today, but Lizette Martinez, who was 17 when she first met Kelly, shared her reaction with my colleague, Lindsay Davis.
I cried. I just never thought that anyone was really going to care for us and our stories. It took so long, you know, like 30 years he's been doing it, and I just felt lighter, actually. I felt a lot lighter. Like, I was able to tell him exactly what he did to me and to tell the judge and to be heard and listened. And
now to our other major story tonight, this one with historic consequences, the reversal of Roe v. Wade. Women now turning to other medical measures, and for some health care providers, the best answer may be preventing unwanted pregnancies before they begin. Here's ABC's congressional correspondent, Rachel Scott.
Every day that you're carrying an unwanted pregnancy is torturous. You're going through all of these physical challenges, and it's not even a goal that you want to achieve. I'd hope to see a future where abortion care is freely accessible.
For Emma, that future may never be a reality. She lives in Texas, where abortion is banned after 6 weeks of pregnancy. She has to be filmed in shadow, because she had an illegal abortion earlier this year.
I found myself pregnant and I didn't want to be. I immediately knew I didn't want to proceed with this pregnancy. I didn't have any sort of dilemma internally about it at all.
She felt the best way to end the pregnancy would be by medical abortion pills, an option that's quickly becoming harder to access.
My immediate concern was to not leave a paper trail of the pregnancy. And so I didn't work with any sort of physician.
Stories like Emma's are becoming more common across the country, with a near total ban on abortion now in 13 states. Many women are finding themselves in confusing and difficult situations. And now they're racing to find solutions for unwanted pregnancies, exposing long-standing failures of our healthcare system. In Emma's case, it was too late to get a legal abortion in Texas. Her local Planned Parenthood clinic said they couldn't help her end her pregnancy.
They instead offered me a phone number to a New Mexico clinic so that I could continue the conversation there.
But she says traveling to New Mexico, where abortions are still legal, was out of the question due to the debilitating nausea and fatigue of early pregnancy. And ordering medical abortion pills online would take too long. With the clock ticking, she needed them immediately.
We know that medication abortion is safe and effective to end a pregnancy up to 11 weeks. It's FDA approved and has been since the year 2000.
Emma didn't know exactly how far along she was. Texas criminalizes those who help women get abortions, so she didn't want to go to a doctor for an ultrasound or sonogram. But it turned out a friend had some pills that she had gotten from Mexico.
I was able to begin the process of self-managing an abortion without seeking any medical counseling at all.
Mexican pharmacists and doctors are bracing for a surge of American women crossing the border looking for reproductive health care.
Por ejemplo, este es el Cirrus, el misoprostol. Este le cuesta alrededor de $23-25.
In the town of Nuevo Progreso, just a five-minute walk from the U.S. border, pharmacist Miguel Mejia says he only sells medication abortion pills to people who have a prescription. The majority of the people buying them are young Americans.
No, no sabría decirle porque pues no, o sea, nosotros como lo vendemos para un para algún problema, ¿va? Que es úlcera gástrica, pues ahí sí no sabemos.
Medication abortions account for more than half of all abortions in the United States, according to Guttmacher, an organization that supports abortion rights.
Medication abortion is accomplished using two sets of pills. The first is mifepristone, and what that does is it causes weakening of the attachment of the pregnancy to the uterine wall. And then the second medication, misoprostol, is a prostaglandin which causes the uterus to contract and expel the pregnancy. And those medications work together to be synergistic to end a pregnancy.
Emma's friend only had misoprostol pills. After taking them, Emma says she experienced cramping and then bled heavily.
I thought it had been successful. I was very happy to, in my mind, no longer be pregnant. But about a week and a half passed, and all of the symptoms started coming back slowly.
Another at-home test showed she was still pregnant.
Misoprostol alone can be effective in ending a pregnancy, but it is not as effective as the combination of mifepristone and misoprostol alone. The risk is that it might not work.
After getting both the mifepristone and misoprostol combination from a nonprofit organization, Emma was able to have a self-managed abortion at home, her dog sitting by her.
It was an excruciating pain. I uttered the words, like, I just want to die. It was that level of pain that I was experiencing. And that went on for over 4 hours.
This is not like going in for a haircut or going into a nail salon. This is basically the same process at the end of the day as a miscarriage. In some cases, with a medication abortion or a miscarriage, emergency surgery is required in the setting of a potentially life-threatening hemorrhage. That's uncommon, but it absolutely happens.
But the pain, worth it to Emma.
It was the greatest sigh of relief of, okay, I'm not pregnant anymore. Abortion medication is very safe, but we're utilizing it in a criminally risky environment. It's the fact that I couldn't have an honest conversation with a medical professional to understand what the correct way to terminate this pregnancy was.
Medication abortion is generally considered safe and effective, but Dr. Christina Francis says that in rare instances, using medical abortion pills without consulting a healthcare provider can be life-threatening in cases of an undiagnosed ectopic pregnancy in which an embryo implants outside the uterus and ultimately ruptures. They are rare. Less than 2% of all pregnancies in the U.S. are ectopic, but the abortion pills don't work on them.
The symptoms of a ruptured ectopic pregnancy are very similar, if not identical, to the symptoms a woman experiences when she's having a medication abortion. The concern is she'll stay at home, she'll be bleeding into her abdomen and not know it, and she's losing then precious minutes that might be life-threatening for her.
As a woman of color, Emma knew she was already at a disadvantage for accessing healthcare.
Unfortunately, abortion restrictions are going to impact communities that are already over-policed, overly criminalized, and that's a community I form part of. I have my doomsday prepper kit for my reproductive care. I have Plan B at the ready. I have home pregnancy tests ready to go. I have a spare set of mifepristone and misoprostol just in case.
Here in Hollandale, Mississippi, Plan A, a mobile health clinic, is helping to provide reproductive care to patients in the Mississippi Delta. Juliet Thomas and Antoinette Robbie often drive hundreds of miles to vulnerable communities in the state, addressing the lack of access for women of color to health care.
Do you feel that people in this state, particularly people of color in this state, have equal and fair access to the health care that they need?
Not really. Being from the Mississippi Delta, You know, a lot of clinics have closed due to lack of funding and other things. So having access to quality health care, people of color don't have, and even being educated on what questions to ask when they go to their provider, you know, that's kind of not done in the African-American communities.
Mississippi is known for its strict restrictions on abortion. It's the state at the heart of last week's Supreme Court decision. Plan A doesn't provide abortion services, but takes a holistic approach on helping patients prevent unwanted pregnancies before they happen, including offering Plan B, or emergency contraception.
In a lot of communities, the clinics are not trained to do family planning or anything like that, so therefore they don't have those services. Yes, they may come in for a Plan B, but we counsel them on how to use that, and we counsel them on contraception, period.
Yes.
Whether it's birth control or whatever it is, we want you to be educated on sexual and reproductive health and your options.
Dr. Francis says that increased access to health care is a good thing, and that abortion is only a symptom of the racial and economic disparities in our system, not a fix for them. She's a rarity, an OBGYN against abortion. Most medical organizations support a woman's right to abortion.
There's a horrendous disparity in maternal mortality rates between African-American women and Caucasian women in this country, and that absolutely needs to be addressed. It needs to be fixed. But instead of just throwing abortion at it, what we need to do is fix the root causes.
I'm saddened that people will not have access to health care in the way that's most comfortable for them. They would rather be able to speak with a doctor. They would rather be given the options and be able to take their time considering their options. And that's not going to be available for many. That's going to be a thing of the past.
Our thanks to Rachel Scott. Up next, they met on the set of Slumber Party. Now he's the man married to Britney Spears. An exclusive interview with actor Sam Asghari.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The world watched as Britney Spears fought for and won her freedom in court. By her side the whole time, her new husband, actor Sam Asghari. So how is he adjusting to marriage? What about his own growing career? Here's ABC's Will Reeve.
15 years after coming to America, yeah. You are in these huge movies, you're a public figure, married to an icon.
Yeah, man, it's unreal. This is not something that I've ever thought of. So that's definitely something that I'm super grateful for.
Sam Asghari is living out his wildest dreams. A model and personal trainer turned actor, Asghari is getting his big break.
Let's discuss asset elimination.
Starring alongside Mel Gibson in the new film, Hot Seat.
They're probably hiding in there. You know, hoping they would blend in with the heat of the servers. This jackass could be an accomplice.
But the 28-year-old is perhaps best known for his relationship with pop superstar Britney Spears. The longtime partners were married in an intimate ceremony earlier this month. How's married life?
I have to wear this thing now. You know, it's just surreal, man. It's been a minute. It was way overdue for us. And we imagined this thing being a fairy tale, and it was. And we only had like 50 to 70 people. We wanted to just celebrate, and that's what we did.
He's opening up in his first TV interview since their fairy tale wedding,
Nearly 7 months after a judge released Spears from the conservatorship that controlled her life for over a decade.
How is Britney?
She's amazing. Yeah. She's doing great. She's my wife.
Yeah. What is that? What does that feel like to be like, she's my wife?
Yeah. It hasn't hit me yet. You know, I'm not like, the husband thing hasn't hit me yet.
Do you feel that you're going to be able to be more spontaneous or more planned as life goes forward now that Britney has entered this new phase of her life with you?
We love to be spontaneous. We want to go somewhere, make it happen right now. We want to do something, make it happen. I think the best things in life are spontaneous things.
The two first met in 2016 on the set of Britney's music video Slumber Party, where he was cast as her love interest.
When you think of her, what do you think?
It's like a person on that level is so humble and so sweet. And it's just the energy is so contagious. And that's what I love about her.
For about a decade, Asghari has been carving out a path for himself in Hollywood and is now acting alongside some of the film industry's biggest stars.
I want to be the first psycho with kids.
I just want to weigh our options before we orphan his baby.
Me and Mel Gibson going back and forth, and I called him a few, you know, bad words here and there, and it's definitely something that I apologize for. I was like, I'm sorry I had to do this, you know, someone that I admire.
The Iranian-born Asghari came to America in his early teens and credits his immigrant journey for helping set up his current success.
Just coming from a different country and seeing both sides of the world just gives you a little bit more experience and just makes you appreciate the opportunities that's happening in this country a little bit more.
What does it feel like to be developing your own career, being in the public eye?
If you go into acting, you have to understand you're gonna fail. I failed 1,000 times before I booked my first job with acting, auditioning and all that. I didn't really get noticed until, you know, my wife gave me like this amazing platform to work with. So I'm always appreciated of that. But let's not take away from the fact that I've been working hard and I was already acting. I don't take any opportunity that I have for granted. And I really try to stay positive with everything that's happening. And I'm just so happy with every single job that I'm doing.
A year from now, what do you think your personal life and professional life will look like?
Professionally, I'm very selective with the jobs that I'm taking because everything I do is in the public eye and I want to be able to deliver the best performance, be in the best projects. Personal life is going to be really, really beautiful. We got married, we moved, we're going to go to a honeymoon and we're just happy.
As Asghari makes his own way in the entertainment industry, he says he draws inspiration and advice from his number one supporter.
Just being in a relationship with someone that has achieved so much, so many great things at such a young age, kind of gives me the understanding and teaches me so much for the little things I'm going to achieve or the big things. God knows what. It's up to me.
What does Britney say to you when you need encouragement to go out and achieve your dreams?
She kind of says, go get it. I want to be able to make my children or my future children happy. But at the end of my life, I want to be able to have a great career, but more importantly, I want people to look up to me, my loved ones, my children, my wife, you know, things like that.
Our thanks to Will. And Hot Seat opens in select theaters on digital and on demand this Friday. And finally tonight, the Treasure One Colorado couple wasn't expecting a large trunk delivered to their door. Inside it, Lord Stanley's Cup. That's right. Hockey's top trophy was headed for their neighbor's home, Avalanche team captain Gabriel Landeskog, when the hardware apparently took a wrong turn. Asked if they were hockey fans, they said, "We are now." Good for them. That's Nightline for this evening. Catch our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here same time tomorrow. Thanks for the company, America. Good night.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.